Okay, let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. If SportsCenter existed for morning shows, this would be it. It's Tuesday, the start of September, 9-1-20. It's Dave here. It's all the clips. We started out by talking wedding songs. Remember those? We got kinky in Thailand after that. Talked Corona silliness. Pondered what rock star we'd hang out with and why. We were taken to the river in Song Stories today. Fresh Prince is getting a reboot. And we paid tribute to a performer that was in here in the past in the band Get the Lead Out, who unfortunately passed away very recently. We dug up some audio from that. Can't play the full song on the podcast. That's why you gotta listen live. But in case you didn't hear that, we want to make sure that we get our condolences on, despite not being able to play the full song. So here we go. Get ready. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's September.
Do you remember?
Ah, nice.
21st night.
Oh, yeah. September. Who's getting married? I feel like I'm on the dance floor.
You must be so sick of this song.
Oh, my God. Add it to the list.
Who's covering this?
Fill me up, Buttercup.
Is that Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake. That's the version from Trolls.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that brings up a question. All right. You because you and your wife do wedding photography, yeah. You go to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything? Well, there's got to be songs that are more annoying than this.
Fill me up, Buttercup.
Fill me up, Buttercup.
Sweet Caroline.
Build me up, Buttercup.
Build me up.
Build me up. Yeah, build me up.
What does that say about me?
Gibson household.
Look, I'm just trying to have fun with the song, Steve. Heard it 25 times already this year at weddings. What are the other ones?
What about Joy to the World? You know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Does that one still happen at weddings? Oh God,
that was a staple.
Oh my God,
really?
Well, my dad was in the catering business after he left the New York City Department of Sanitation. So he went from, taking the garbage to creating the garbage, right? But so I would work there on weekends at this catering hall, and without fail, I would have to hear, Jeremiah was a bullfrog at least four times every weekend.
Like muffled through the wall?
Yeah, wherever you were, there was some band, well, good friend, this is a piece of crap music. Why are you playing this? So I have bad dreams about that to this day.
I'll suggest it at the next wedding.
Oh, yeah, I know they'll be right on it. And they'll go, you've been talking to your father?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
Does any country in particular come to mind when it's about the sale of sex and weird sex on top
Amsterdam.
Of that?
Amsterdam. Thailand.
On Vander Sex.
No, he's got
Thailand.
It. Thailand.
Be suspicious of anybody who goes to Thailand.
Thailand, yep. Yeah. Well, you know what? You got to be suspicious from the top on down. I am not going to be able to pronounce these names correctly.
Okay.
Because they're
Thai names. Be careful, because there's
Thai
a lot
names.
Of P-H-U-C's.
Yeah, right. But it's obvious that it's good to be king in Thailand. Major General Sanit Guan, blah, 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 right? Spent 3 months working as a mistress for Thailand's King Maha. He's got a name after that, but I won't even attempt it.
Okay.
All right. So 3 months. So this was a major general, did something wrong.
Is he a modern major general?
No,
John?
No. He's not a modern major general. Would you please take your little, mini operas away from me? No. He's a she.
Oh.
Yeah, he's probably one of their lady boys.
Yeah. He's a she, right? And so the king made her his mistress for 3 months. However, right, she was found to be attempting to usurp the queen, right? And so she was sentenced to prison. She's now been granted a reprieve by taking a role as a sex soldier in the king's select military unit, a.k.a. harem. All right. Reports say the entire fourth floor of the Grand Hotel in Germany has been turned into the Thai King's personal pleasure dome.
Wow.
Where his harem take care of his every sexual need. And supposedly he likes to think of his sex squad as something similar to Britain's Special Air Service military unit.
Wow.
This is why Mad Dog Mattis left.
Yeah, is this it? That's it?
Can you just dress up for me a little?
Okay. It's also worth mentioning that the king has four wives.
Good God,
this guy has got a girl problem.
IT.
He's got sex soldiers.
A pleasure dome.
A harem. A pleasure dome.
Good to be
and
here.
And four wives. Why? Why? What is the reason for the wives?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
This isn't a full-blow COVIDiot situation.
All right.
I'm going to use the music, but it's not a COVIDiot situation. We don't need the normal outro on this, but these stories are just too much. All right. A 67-year-old woman was kicked out of a bingo hall in Pickering, Ontario, when she refused to put a mask over the breathing hole in her neck.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Okay.
All right. Our very own Mayor Jim Kenney is apologizing for a photo of him eating indoors in a restaurant in Maryland.
I saw this. Got him.
Right. Right. While restaurants here are all closed, yep. He's eating inside there.
We're in this together.
Right. By the way, I meant to ask you this. The latest coronavirus product shortage, what do you think it is?
Oh God. Phone chargers.
No.
I don't know.
No. Was pretty close, though.
The buh?
You went buh.
Balloons?
No.
Baked goods.
Bacon.
Boats. Right? People want a safe way of, spending their time. People are buying boats like crazy, supposedly. There's a product shortage on them.
Wow.
But lastly, Herman Cain, the late Herman Cain, the man who was the guy in charge of, Godfather's Pizza, right?
Sure. I didn't know
that. That's how he made his fortune.
Yeah, that's how he made his fortune.
Okay. And then, rags to riches.
And then we recently saw him. He was at a Trump rally, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and he thinks the whole coronavirus thing is a hoax.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's dead now from the coronavirus.
Right.
All right. His Twitter account.
It still lives on.
It still is active, right, even though he died. And they ironically tweeted this the other day. It looks like the virus is not as deadly as the mainstream media made it out to be. Maybe for us, not for you, Herman.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
So I've got a question for everybody, and Cindy, you can take part in this as well if you like.
Okay.
We're going to open up the phone lines for it, too. 215-263-WMGK. The other day, and we were talking to Matt about this, I think it was Thursday of last week, we heard that Eddie Vedder and Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam were donating a day of their life to somebody who made a donation. They're trying to raise money for some charity.
Their charity.
Okay, all right. And the thing was it to spend the day with the both of them?
Yeah.
Part with Eddie, part with Jeff, or the two of them all day?
Two of them together.
Two of all day.
You get to go to the studio. They recorded whatever albums they recorded at.
Right. And wasn't there like a lot of wine drinking with Eddie?
I don't think there would ever not be.
A lot of wine drinking with Eddie. Right. Okay.
Watch some baseball. Right. Talk some baseball.
So here's the question.
Right.
If you could be with any rock star for one day, who would it be, and what do you want to do?
Okay.
All right, not just pick somebody.
Easy.
All right, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Dave Grohl,
right.
Foo Fighters, and we would be smoking meat. He is a huge meat smoker.
Uh-huh.
Sounds weird.
Yeah. I was just going to let you. I wasn't even going to touch it. I was going to wait for you to hear it yourself.
He has one of those pull-behind-your-truck
really?
Meat
really?
Smokers.
Right?
Yeah.
And does he like show up at events? And
yeah, he did it when the wildfires were happening out in California last year.
Oh, that's right.
He did an entire day of smoking meat for firefighters.
Smoking meat
for with the smoke coming off the forest?
Yeah, this just sounds appropriate for you. Meat smoker, you.
I'm going to get
you have a calendar
full
of him in the
day with Dave Grohl.
Smoking his meat.
Smoking my meat. It's a long day, guys. We got to do it. Maybe get a brisket
this
in there.
This bit is over. This is as much as I could possibly accomplish with it.
All right, that's serious.
Wow.
Dave Grohl? Okay.
Smoking meat.
Wow. All right.
Drinking, too.
What about you?
I think I would like to hang out with Alice Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Lay off the sexual activity.
Right.
And trade it instead for a round of golf.
Golf with Alice Cooper.
You could bring out Orianthe to be one of the cart girls.
Okay.
Be wonderful. She could be soloing around the course. And I would definitely take advantage of that massive boa that he owns and plan an epic prank on my wife.
Oh, God.
Just to cap the day off.
That's really involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's a whole day.
Mine's easy. Rod Stewart, wine. That's it. Right, nice. Right. And the man loves a lot of the wines that I love. I love wine. He loves wine.
You know he has just a cellar.
Yeah, he's got
a cellar. You know he has one.
And you know what's in that cellar?
What's that?
A massive train set.
Oh, he's a train guy. He's a
railroader, right.
My father-in-law's a railroader.
So that would really.
Yeah, so is Chuck D'Amico.
Really? I didn't know that.
So is Dave Grohl hanging out with him smoking meats, getting railroaded.
So what's it for you, folks? We'll open it up to everybody. But basically the two things, not just, I want to be with Robert Plant.
Because he's cool.
Because he's cool.
Right.
Right. Right. But who do you want to be with? What do you want to do with them?
Plan your day with them.
Plan your day with them. 215-263-WMGK. The question at hand this morning, if you could spend the day, because of what Eddie Vedder and Jeff Ament did for their charity, spend the day with them, right? Our question to you is, if you could spend the day with any rock star, who would it be? What do you want to do? Now, just to let you know, we don't need any more people telling us Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a platoon of Nuge fans out there already.
Everybody wants to go hunting with Ted. So anybody else, there's a lot of other rock bands out there. Who do you want to be with for a day? What do you want to do? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
You know, prior to the world finding Talking Heads, I remember when I was working on radio, we were getting like songs of theirs from you know, this band up in Boston, and they were very avant-garde. So when the first album came out, more songs about buildings and food, which is just one of the greatest titles ever because there's no songs about buildings and food on the album. Right? It was very surprising to hear Al Green's Take Me to the River on it, right? But there was reasoning behind it. Here's David Byrne.
We didn't see anything incompatible with doing the kind of stuff we did and loving this music from Memphis. So we thought we'd do another Al Green song, and it was Take Me to the River. We just thought it'd be a fun thing to throw in the set, in the same way that we used to do 1-2-3 Red Light, this bubblegum song. But Take Me to the River ended up being really popular when we performed. Originally, we didn't intend to put it on the record, and people said, you gotta put it on there. You really do it good. So we put it on there, and sure enough, the one song you don't write is the hit.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Something I wanted to tell Steve about this morning, Cindy, and you might be excited about this. Well, Cindy's probably excited about the fact that Friends is supposed to be doing a reunion special. I'm going to assume that she's thrilled about that.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. All right. But I've got one for Steve this morning.
Are they redoing Game of Thrones season 8?
No. Huh. No, they're not redoing it. All right. They're redoing The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
All right. Are you sure now?
Yeah, why?
Well,
who's in it?
Everybody. Everybody is back in. All right. You
except
know?
Uncle Phil.
Except Uncle Phil, because Uncle Phil isn't around anymore.
Right.
Right. And Janet Hubert Witten, who was the original Aunt Viv. Okay. Right. But she's having some sort of fallout with.
So explain how they're doing this.
Simple. You ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
I don't know where it comes in.
I'll tell you when it comes in.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, so sit right there. I tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I knew he could do this.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys that were up no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, my ma got scared. Said, move it with your idea, Uncle Bel-Air.
Beautiful falsetto.
It
was really nice.
I'm here all week, unfortunately.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You have the right to remain horny.
Oh,
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
We found out something just as we were going off the air yesterday that is kind of tragic news. We did not know her well, but we did know her. Diana Lynn, who was the guest singer, wife of Get the Let Out singer, lead singer Paul Sinclair, died from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And it seems she died on the 20th. But they kept that to themselves until this Sunday.
I think it's on the 24th.
24th, yeah, Monday, was it? 24th? Monday, the 24th. But they kept that under wraps until Sunday, and then they posted something about it on Sunday. I only met Diana twice. Mm. The one time that she was in the studio and one time backstage at the Electric Factory. A nice lady, and in all honesty, I mean, I come from a time where Fairport Convention was an important band and Sandy Denny was an important singer. And if you know the Battle of Evermore, there's that woman's voice that happens in the background, and that was Sandy Denny. When Diana came into the studio that day, and I had my trepidations about, all right, I know Paul can do this, but I don't know who this woman is. Right? And they went into this song, she out-Sandied Sandy Denny. I mean, it was just really incredible. So our condolences to Diana's family, to Paul himself. They had only been married a couple of years, right? And we haven't had a chance to speak to them in a bit. They've been on the road so much. But she was only 51 years old, right? And it's just sad that someone was taken from us that soon. So for Diana this morning, we're going to reach back into our files, find Battle of Evermore. And this is just spectacular. This is Get the Let Out with Diana Lynn. Get the Let Out before that with the Battle of Evermore and our condolences on the passing of Diana Lynn. Paul Sinclair, the lead singer from Get the Let Out, that is his wife. They've been together for a while. She was diagnosed in 2012 with stage 4 breast cancer.
Yeah, it was metastatic in 2012. Well, so you can imagine what a fighter she was.
She had one hell of a fighter.
For 8 years.
You know, we are sorry to hear about this, Paul, and for everybody in the band, because I know everybody just loved her. Diana Lynn, she was only 51 years old. We've got, we're going to get there. Well, you know what? We didn't ask Cindy. Cindy, mm-hmm. If you could spend the day with one rock star. All right, and you know, what would it be? Who would it be? What do you want to do? Because we're going to open this up to everybody at 8:10. All right, so what's it for you?
This was very easy for me. It would be Pat Benatar.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I missed.
We would go clothes shopping, right? Because she inspired my clothing, my fashion sense for right. most of the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
And then we go to a karaoke bar and do karaoke.
Wow. There's a plan.
I'm just glad you didn't say Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
I wrote that down on a piece of paper to own you.
She's going to go Barry Manilow.
I don't really consider him a rock star.
Right, right.
I thought you would.
I guess there's no bets on that on FanDuel.
No. No. I haven't come up with that promotion yet.
Got to talk to the people at Parks. Maybe they can get that going.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The question came up earlier this morning, because of something that Eddie Vedder and Jeff Ament are doing to raise money for their charity, where you get to spend the day with the two of them and just, you know, drink wine, do things.
Hang out.
Right, hang out.
Baseball, Cubs
right,
with Eddie.
Right, right, yep. Is he a Cubs fan?
Oh, a huge Cubs fan.
Really? Because I know whenever he's here, I mean, you know, Brazier will call me and go, you know, I'm walking around with Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, he's an enormous right? baseball fan.
Yeah, really a huge baseball fan. But I never realized it was a Cubs. You would think, because he's from, isn't he originally from L.A.?
I think so.
I'm surprised he's not a Dodgers fan or even an Angels fan.
He was born before the Dodgers got out. They were still the Brooklyn Dodgers.
he's very old. Anyway, with that in mind, the question at hand today is, who would you want to be with, and what would you want to do? We want to have that on top of it too, because if not, we just have a you know, I want to be with Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Okay, why? I want to be with him. All right. So, what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got a bunch of people lined up already. Charlie's right here. Charlie.
Good morning.
Okay, who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
Ted Nugent, and we're going to go hunting.
Okay, arrows or guns?
Guns.
Guns, okay.
What are you hunting?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Whitetail.
Right. Not too exotic.
I was expecting him to say Democrats.
No.
Have a good morning. Mike, who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
I want to be with Keith Richards, and I want to live a day to life of Keith. Get up with drinking straight orange juice, pass out drinking straight vodka. Whatever happens in between.
Ryan, who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
I want to hang out with Bruce Springsteen and Keith Richards.
No. You can only have one. And there's no reason for those two to be together. Okay. So one person, who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
Bruce Springsteen. And he's a big fan of my favorite TV show from the 60s, Dark Shadows. And I would love to talk Dark Shadows with him all day.
Wow.
What is Dark Shadows? Wait a second.
Dark Shadows was a soap opera that basically based itself around vampires.
It was like early Twilight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they just redid it.
They redid it as a movie with Johnny Depp. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
That doesn't count.
Ryan, my grandma still watches it every single night. So if you don't get a hold of Bruce, I'll hook you up with Betty.
Yeah, right. And she loves her rum cokes.
Rum cokes.
Make sure you bring some rum cokes with you. Ray, who's the rock star? What do you want to do?
John, good morning. Booyakasha, guys.
Booyakasha.
I'd like to hang out with Sammy Hagar.
What do you want to do?
Getting in one of them hot rods he's got and cruise down the coast.
Okay. Right. Man's got some nice cars. Man has really nice cars. Dave, what about yourself? Who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
I want to be with Geddy Lee, and I want to play the drums.
Nice. Well, he's looking for a guy.
There's a chance he might need a drummer. Have a good morning. Go. Kevin?
Hey.
Who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
I would honestly love to go fishing with Ronnie Van Zant. I think he was just the coolest dude. I mean, the hat, just the style, and he was awesome, man.
You want to go spend a day with a dead guy?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's dead, but hey, this was kind of like...
Just so you know, everybody's calling in with possibilities. Yours is impossible. it cannot be granted. Unless Jesus comes back and somehow raises him from the grave, you going fishing with Ronnie Van Zant is really impossible.
What are the possibilities that you actually get us to meet up with, any other rock star? It's just kind of like,
higher than Ronnie Van Zant.
right. The possibility is definitely higher than Ronnie Van Zant. Have a good morning. Charlie.
Good morning.
Who do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
Brian Johnson from AC/DC and go car racing.
Yeah, man. Cool. Oh, you know what? That's a good one. I might leave Rod Stewart, his wine and his trains behind and join you. Linda, it's about time we got a woman.
Who
do you want to be with? What do you want to do?
Okay, so I would love to be with John Bon Jovi, hang out at his home in the Hamptons,
right,
and drink some wine.
All right,
and hang out,
right.
Take some pictures.
Uh-huh.
Just have a cool, relaxing day with him.
Uh-huh. You're from Jersey, aren't you?
I am from Jersey. Yes, I am.
All right. Are you wearing acid wash jeans right now?
No, actually, I'm in my uniform to go to work.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have poofy hair?
Today, no. I'll have a pulled back, but normally I do.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure if you were a real John Bon Jovi fan.
Oh, absolutely. I love him. I've loved him since day one.
Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.